faces in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you.
Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine.
Dig that girl, she's a cutie. Sunbeams dance in her eyes. Check that smile, it's a beauty, designed to hypnotize. She can make my blue heart sing, make me feel just like a king. Love that girl, she's a cutie. lovable, carefree, and wise. Dig that girl, she's a cutie. Sunbeams dance in her eyes. Check that smile, it's a beauty, designed to hypnotize. She can make my blue heart sing, make me feel just like a king. Love that girl, she's a cutie, lovable, carefree, and wise. She's a lady through and through. Folks call her Sweet Susie Q. A most valid part of you, cutie.
Yeah, she's a cutie, all right, that little Susie Q. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Rockin' Randy and another edition of Pandemic Music to Live By. Yeah, it's June 17, 2020. This is show number 10 in our series. If you've been listening all along, that's 10 hours of Rockin' Randy playing your music and really enjoying life here deep in the woods of Maine on Outlaw Ridge and trying to share a little of this love during this crazy time of self-isolation. And we are definitely back out again in the curve starting to pull back up again in a lot of the country. Here we go. It's going to be a long haul. We'll see what happens, but we are certainly enjoying summer weather here in Maine. We've been out on the motorcycles, really loving the lupins and the lilacs and the lobster and everything that Maine has to offer here. It's a beautiful time of year. This week, I'm going to be featuring music that is essentially keyboard focused music, music that is produced by artists who use the keyboard as their main composing and instrument of choice, whether they be singer-songwriters or jazz musicians, really taking the instrument to another level. lot of good music, and it's a special instrument for Rockin' Randy. I've been playing the piano most of my life, in one form or another, and just love to hear a good piano piece. And I thought I'd share some of the music that I really love on today's show. We started out the show with a classic by Leon Russell, great pianist and composer. That was off his 1970 album, A Song for You. Good way to start the show, I think. And then we segued into that fun piece by a gentleman by the name of Walter Simmons, somewhat of a mystery musician. A CD was handed to me years ago by a friend in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where we believe Walter lived. And he had just put together this collection of his original tunes on his keyboard that sounded like a Rhodes keyboard, electric keyboard that he's playing, and singing that fun tune, She's a Cutie. So let's get back into some of this good music. As I was saying, there's so much to listen to when you start digging into the keyboard and all that it's meant to music. Of course, we have the history of the piano as an instrument way back in classical music, and it has evolved as an instrument that can be used in so many different ways. Like I was saying, with jazz, blues, rock, it really does, when you consider the electric form of the piano, it just covers such a wide range of music. Let's get into a set then with one of the genres that I really love to hear the piano performed in, and that's in jazz. And I'm going to start with a tune by Bill Evans. Bill Evans is one of the great jazz pianists of the bebop era. He played with so many great musicians and was a great composer. I have learned some of Bill Evans' music. One of the nice things about him as a composer is he made his music available for publishing. And so if you go to a store and look through the bins of sheet music for piano, you'll find a lot of good Bill Evans original tunes. And I've always really enjoyed working my way through some of these very complex and interesting tunes that Bill Evans has composed over the years. We're going to listen to this song, which again is one that I've learned to play, and it's just such a beautiful tune. I want to share it with everyone. It's called Peace, Peace. That's P-E-A-C-E, peace, and the second word is peace, P-I-E-C-E. So here's Bill Evans. This is off his album. It was a collection of tunes that was put out in the 70s, 80s actually, called Everybody Digs Bill Evans. Absolutely. Here's Peace Peace right here on WOOD Radio. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chick Corea off his 1968 album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And that was his tune, Windows. Man, Chick Corea, talk about a jazz pianist of the times. I've seen him perform in person, and it is something to behold. The man is just passionate about playing the piano. When you watch him play, you can just feel his energy as he concentrates on the ivories. I've seen him. He did a series of shows, produced a record actually with Bella Fleck, the great banjo player, and they did an original album called Enchanted. If you get a chance, listen to that one. It's very interesting. We may play it in a future show here on the series. But Chick Corea is one of those great pianists that if you ever get a chance to see him, you definitely want to do that. And then before that, another great jazz pianist, Keith Jarrett. Again, very passionate, somebody who plays with a lot of intensity. You listen to his recordings, you can often hear him just moaning and groaning and responding to the music that he's playing on the keyboards. Just an amazing pianist and musician. We listened to part 17 off a interesting album called Radiance. This was a piece that he composed. I believe there are 18, 19 pieces that he does. This was recorded live, actually, and this was the 17th part. But if you get a chance and you want to hear just pure original piano compositions, check this out, Radiance by Keith Jarrett, along with anything that he's published. His music is just amazing. And then we started out this set with Bill Evans and Peace. And three great jazz pianists playing some great keyboards for you right here on Pandemic Music to Live By. Well, we do have a special check-in segment coming up on the show. Let's set this up with a classic acoustic piano riff. This is more of a rock piece or a pop piece, if you will. But if you're going to do a show on keyboards these days, you really should include Elton John in that selection. And that's what we'll do. We'll play a tune off his 1973 album, that great album called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. This is Elton John with Benny and the Jets. We'll be right back.
Around.
listening to WOOD Radio with your host, Rockin' Randy. Welcome back. This is our special check-in segment for the show, and I've got a very, very special guest for us this week. I'd like to introduce my very dear twin sister, Virginia Strauss, otherwise known as Ginger. How are you, Ginger?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Randy, just fabulous.
Yeah, and so cool to check in with you. Ginger lives down in Oakton, down in the Washington, D.C. area. And how have you been holding out over this pandemic so far?
Well, it's been a strange ride, for sure. We are very comfortable here in Oakton, needless to say. And, you know, being home has not been something that's been difficult, but I think the state of the world has been very, very sad. And
yeah.
So, yeah, we're glad to have the nice weather and to start feeling a little more positive about things opening
it
up
helps.
Here. So,
yeah. So people are starting
to,
are you able to go out to a restaurant, for example? They're just opening in Maine today, literally, you know, where you can have restaurants with some seating, you know, distant seating, that kind of thing.
Right. Yes, we have that. We've had outdoor seating for a while with distance, and I believe they're opening for indoors as well. But I don't know that anyone's really jumping to do the indoor stuff just yet.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot of, you know, hanging out outside and meeting with a few friends, but kind of keeping everything pretty quiet and our bubble pretty small right now.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing, keeping things quiet. But I know, you know, it's been like this is show number 10. So it's been 10, 11 weeks now. It feels good to start seeing some people again. And we've been getting out and it feels good. It really does.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And seeing your friends and your family and
but you got to keep that mask, in your pocket, keep it handy.
Yes, we do. Yes, we are all about the mask here in Virginia. Absolutely. It's required. So that's a good thing.
So, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to check in with you, aside from the fact that you're my twin sister and I love you very much, is that you and I have so many shared experiences in our lives growing up together as twins. And one of those was learning to play the piano. And since today's show is really about the keyboard and the piano, I thought it'd be fun to just check in with you, talk a little bit about that experience that we had together. I don't know, from my perspective, it was, I don't know, do you think we were 6 years old when Mom first got us some lessons? We started together. Do you remember how that worked?
Yeah, I do actually think we were 6 years old. I remember talking to Mom about that because that was, you know, when to start my boys. And I think we were second grade.
Wow. Yeah.
So, pretty young, really.
Right. And our mom was a great lover of music. She, I think, has been a huge influence, I know, in my life. You know, we grew up in singing in choir. She was a vocalist, very lovely alto singer. And I think she always wanted to give us the gift of music and piano, and learning to play the piano was a good way to introduce somebody to the structure of music and so on, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was important for her. I think it was a part of culture, too, that she wanted to, you know, open us up to and invite us to kind of start seeing things in a different way with music and I don't even remember getting that first piano, the upright that we had. But I think once we got it, we started playing it.
Yeah, I do have very distinct memories of sitting on that bench in front of that piano very early on, you know, just learning the basic key structure and starting the scales and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also remember, you know, at that age being very conflicted with the daily practice schedule when, you know, my buddies were riding their bikes and playing baseball right outside the door. My brothers, I could hear everybody outside. I'm like, I don't have time. And I remember Mom would have to come on, get in here, Randy. You've got to practice at least a half hour, you know, every day. And I know you really were much more disciplined about it. And it showed pretty quickly you eclipsed my, you know, ability to play the piano and just took off with it. And for our listeners, I want them to know that Ginger is a very accomplished pianist. And you have been have come a long way with this instrument. Didn't you study in college? You actually, you know, studied it at an advanced level.
I did. I studied it all through, you know, grade school, high school. And then when I kind of moved away to Calvin, I really missed playing and I really missed learning and studying. So I played, I took lessons with mom's good friend, Thelma.
Oh, wow.
Who was a
Thelma
professor
Knoll.
There at Thelma Knoll, who was
right.
a professor
she was
of
good.
Music at Calvin. So that was very interesting. And I took that a long way. I still love to just sit down and play the piano. It's very relaxing to me. And I did practice, but it wasn't that hard for me, I guess. And it got me out of things, too. So, mom would love to hear me play the piano while she did the dishes, for instance, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember some of those early recitals we would have to do in the spring? Oh, my God. Those were just horrible. I guess you learn, you know, it builds character, but I can still recall how nervous I was to sit up there and try to, because I remember it was, the deal was you couldn't use music. You had to memorize it.
No, you had to memorize it. Yeah.
And
no,
the further on,
I
mean, the further on we went, it got more and more challenging, more difficult. And remember I had for a while this teacher, Miss Hildebrand. Remember Miss Hildebrand?
She was the teacher in Zealand. Yeah,
yeah,
she was
old Dutch. Or maybe she was German, I guess. She's German.
Hildebrand.
No,
she's
Dutch.
She
was
Dutch. Yeah.
And she was all about the scales and, classical music. And, oh, my, I was already getting close to teenage years when I was taking lessons with her. I think I learned a lot.
Yeah, that was our later.
Because later, as I got off on my own and started to come back to the piano just as a instrument that I wanted to play for fun, I realized, I wanted to play jazz. I wanted to start to play more complex, interesting jazz stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Miss
right.
Hildebrand set me up for that with her fingering and being able to do things. I never really, was accomplished at it, but it gave me at least the chops to go in and say, I think I'm going to try this tune and just kind of work through it real slow,
Right. She definitely taught us how to do that, right? To work through a piece and get it to where you could play it and understand it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you, are you working on anything these days? Are you still playing? I mean, I'm assuming you're playing. You got a beautiful baby grand
play.
There.
Yeah, I do. I have a beautiful piano. It sounds really, really nice. And I have been playing. I have a few pieces that I play pretty regularly. In fact, the boys will recognize certain pieces as pieces I've just been playing over the years that are, calming to me. And I was, the one piece I've been working on actually went back to is Beethoven's Sonata Pathétique, the second movement. That was something I've been trying to just kind of work on a little bit more during this COVID thing since I was home. And that's been a really good thing. It's amazing to me that I played this in high school when I was, certainly not very mature, because it's a very beautiful and interesting piece that, really still requires a lot of understanding and concentration. So,
yeah, the classical music. That's
the one.
Yeah, Beethoven and Mozart
lots of Mozart. Mm-hmm.
Oh, love it. And and to hear you play it is just beautiful.
Oh, well, right.
It's
familiar to everybody.
Yeah.
I think, right.
Yeah, and it's always, I love hearing, a good piano tuned properly in person.
Right.
It's like a good guitar or any instrument that's really a violin, you know when you hear it, this is a beautiful piano, and here's somebody who really knows how to make it sing,
Yeah, I totally agree. I love hearing other people play the piano here in the house because it really is something to hear someone who knows what they're doing play these pieces. It's great. So I understand why Mom would just let me play.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much she enjoyed that. So that was a big connection we always had.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks for checking in, and thanks for listening. I know you've been keeping up with the Rock and Randy's
I absolutely have. I'd love to listen to it. It's great. I take long walks, and they're great. It's great entertainment I'm walking. And so, yeah.
Good. Love
very
it.
Good.
Well, let's. Why don't we play this Beethoven piece for the listeners? This is the Beethoven Sonata, Pathetique, and it's the second movement.
Yeah, the second Adagio.
Adagio movement. I'm not sure we'll play a version of this, I'll introduce it at the end of the segment. But good catching up with you again, Ginger, and take good care of yourself. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Thanks, Randy. All right. You guys stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Love you.
All right.
See you
later.
Love
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thank you.
Nora Jones with her piece, One Flight Down. That's off her Come Away With Me album from 2002. Special shout out to Uncle John Boone for suggesting that tune of Nora Jones. A great pianist. Actually, she's done a couple of pieces, a couple of albums just playing the piano. She's very accomplished. Well, we're about out of time for this week's show. It seemed to go fast this week. I want to thank my twin sister, Ginger, again for doing the check-in segment with us this week. Really enjoyed catching up with her. And certainly whenever I think of a piano, I always think of my sister and how we started together learning to play the keyboard all those many, many years ago. Well, if you like what you're hearing, you can pick up any of the 10 shows now that we've produced in this series, Pandemic Music to Live By. They're available on our website, Standing Oak Media, all one word, standingoakmedia.com. And you can always shoot me a quick email at my email address, randyvisser@me.com. So let's finish off the show with two more tunes. The first is by a Brazilian composer, pianist. His name is Omar Souza. My good friend Tim Goodwin recommended I take a listen to Omar, and I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing, Tim. Thanks for the suggestion. In this particular cut we're going to hear, he does a duet with a violinist and a vocalist, Yilian Canzadas. They're both Brazilians, and they've got this beautiful album that's called Aguas, Water. If you get a chance, check that out, Omar Souza and Yilian Canzadas. And then we'll finish out the show with a very special piece that was recently given to me by my granddaughter, who you've heard from previous shows. Her name is Clarabelle. And her dad, who we've also played in other shows, he's a very accomplished musician who's teaching his daughter how to love music and doing a great job. He plays piano and accompanies CB, who sings the cover of a beautiful Beatles tune. Man, when you hear this girl's voice singing with her dad on the piano, hey, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And you're only going to hear that in this piece on WOD's Pandemic Music to Live By. Well, this is Rockin' Randy. Thanks again for listening. It's been a fun show. We've had a good week and hope to have another show coming up here soon. But be safe out there and take good care of each other. Here's Omar Souza and Yilian Canzadas with Senzadas. Take care, everyone.
Lily. être de lumière, vie passée, racine profonde, sentiment d'une terre, âme qui chante, visage qui sourit, rythme que ne mord jamais, corps qui danse, Afrique magnifique, Afrique de mon cœur.
Close your eyes.